Should we start with the most important topic?
Our lives? Me? Am I the most important topic?
Well, our lives are obviously intertwined with one particular individual.
God. Capital G.
A little higher level. Try again.
Yeah. You must be talking about Sir Kanye West.
Indeed I am.
He's a brilliant man.
So we thought maybe we would share a little background with you guys on how this podcast came to be. And really, it can all be traced back to Kanye West, his legacy, his wisdom. What was it? Over a year ago, Craig and I were sitting in a room looking at a box of tiles, as people will do.
White tiles.
Yeah, just a normal day. And...
oh, yeah, you wanted to have a party. You wanted to invite people over to your house to decorate tiles or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to spend money on Christmas presents, and I was like, yo, can I have those tiles and just have, like, a big crafting party to turn them into coasters? And you said you were thinking of putting old maps on the tiles to make coasters. I was like, well, maps would be kind of cool, but wouldn't it be much cooler if it was quotes from Kanye West? And that was really the beginning of our
friendship.
Yeah, and business partnership.
That's true. We've come a long way.
We have come a long way.
A long way.
Then there's a bunch of stuff that's happened since then that's led us to this podcast, but maybe we save the rest of the details?
Sure. So, and yeah, we just kind of, between the Kanye thing and other business ventures, we said, well, why don't we just record this? Because we think we're pretty hilarious, and maybe someone would listen. And then we did.
Yeah, and we laugh a lot.
And we do laugh a lot.
I think you're hilarious.
I think you're okay. No, I'm just kidding. No, you're funny. You're funny. You are mad at me. I'm feeling
quite indignant.
I don't even know what that word means.
You've had too much coffee today.
I've had much too much coffee. And sugar, apparently. Also sponsored by Mike and Ike's today. Which I suppose, like, is a pretty, like, our sponsorship by Mike and Ike's and coffee and everything else is probably a pretty good segue into our social media game.
We've got a social media game.
We do. We have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Are we LinkedIn? Is that
so? We are not LinkedIn at the moment.
So if you follow us on any one of those social medias, and you should, and tell other people to do it as well, follow us. We pitch pretty hard to people that we like. Bud Light, we love. We're powered by Bud Light.
Most days. Yeah.
Most days.
Most events that we attend, yep. Bud Light is involved.
Right. Or Old Man Brewery. Mm-hmm. They're giving us some beers. That's good.
Atomic Design. Giving us t-shirts.
T-shirt spots. The Mountain Corporation with the big face t-shirts is generally our apparel on weekends. So we're walking around with... you have, one very nice raccoon shirt.
Why, thank you.
You've modified it quite well.
My raccoon shirt is one of my favorite possessions. So, yeah, we're out looking for sponsors. We want to do some commercial spots for people. We want to get stuff like beer and snowsuits.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're in, Vermont, New Hampshire area. If you're in and around here, we want to promote you. Because we have been doing this podcast for a while now and you guys are listening and sharing, again, thank you guys so much. We keep moving up in the ratings, but we generally stay around 130. And then we even got up to as high as 66.
60, yeah.
So that's great. Thank you guys so much. We've heard some feedback from people, both in person and through emails and other things, that they really enjoyed listening to us, which, again, is hilarious. Because I told my wife, she was like, yeah, that's great, Craig. Like, who cares?
It's good that other people want to listen to the most annoying person ever.
Yeah, don't talk to me about how much people like to listen to you talk. So it's been real fun. It's been great. But we've also made some, pretty good Twitter connections. And like I said, if you're following us on social media, we're trying to to plug people and have conversations with folks, but our biggest thing that people respond to is contra dancing.
Yes, shockingly.
Yeah, so Louisville contra dancing. We've been having a great back and forth conversation over Twitter. You can go and read those if you
want. I think they're our best friend on Twitter, I would say.
Yeah, they probably are.
We might talk to them more on Twitter than we talk to each other.
It's true.
In real life.
In real life. And then we had David Leavitt last night, or two nights ago, who's out of Boston. He has like 60,000 followers. Favorite was something that we said on there. So that's like...
David likes us!
I know, right?
Woo!
Yeah, and so I like even sent him back. I was like, oh my gosh, that's really real. So that was pretty cool to have him do that. So again, we're just getting out there, and please, please, please just enjoy our conversations back and forth. And sometimes we go back and forth.
Hopefully we'll get as many followers as Kanye someday.
Oh.
I mean, that's the goal.
It is the
goal.
Right? Yeah. So, but also that's a great place for you guys to give some requests about where you want us to go next, or if you have an idea pitch.
Yes, for sure.
We're open for it.
And on the social media, when we have an event coming up, we may also be asking for your input.
Mm-hmm.
For example, one of the things we have coming up soon will be sober karaoke, and obviously we will need your song requests before going to do that.
Oh, that'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Do a listener mail or listener tweet. Sing, you have to sing that song. But
it can't
be Beyonce or Adele. No, it can't be.
Oh, it sure can be.
I don't have that kind of range. Which actually is how this whole podcast started today, was you making fun of me about singing.
I wasn't making fun of you. I was complimenting your voice. Sometimes your voice doesn't sound very good.
Oh, there's... Yeah,
but in that particular song, it sounded good.
So I was tweeting WWE, I'm like, get us into WrestleMania.
That would be amazing.
It would be... Imagine that being our first event. Going to WrestleMania.
The only thing better than WrestleMania is Royal Rumble. Is that what it's called?
Royal Rumble, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I'll take WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'll take WrestleMania.
I can settle for that.
So we've been trying to get a hold of WWE. We also have, like, regional things, like maple sugaring, because you've never sugared.
I haven't really done any of the northern folk activities.
Right.
So.
Like, going on
it's all new
frozen
to me.
Ponds or seeing ski jumping or...
Yeah.
Tapping trees for their natural resources.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff I have yet to do.
What
in
else?
The woods.
What else? I mean...
It's all seasonal. I don't even know what you people do.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have... So maple sugaring is one of those things. WWE. We talked about sober karaoke. I'm trying to pitch Shannon to go do stand-up. Like... Amateur night stand-up.
Comedy.
Comedy. Right. And I'm not just going to stand up there. I might stand up there. And like, D. Reynolds would be like, what?
I think if I stood up there, it might be funnier than me actually trying to say anything.
Yeah. That's it. It's a prop gag or whatever.
Well, we've started. We each have small notebooks.
That's true.
To write down ideas for our comic routine, so...
And in May, we have a very interesting one coming up. So if you're a hardware store, hook us up. There is a raft building class.
Competition.
Competition. Where you have to build a raft and then actually go on the river with it from like point A to point B in a race. Is it a race? Is the whole thing a race?
I believe, yes. It is a race.
Starting gun, you build stuff, then you float down the river.
You can arrive at the race with the raft built, I believe.
Oh, with it built?
Yes.
Mm. Okay. But either way, anything that we make is going to be just fantastic. So that's in May, like May 6th. So that's a really cool event that we want to go to.
But I must say, we have a good list of things coming up, but I think we're both sick of thinking of things to do.
Right.
And that is where you come in. Please hit us up with some suggestions for events we should attend. I'd say we'll do anything within reason, and I think our threshold for what we consider within reason is higher than the average person, so there's a whole lot of potential there.
Is there anything else that you want to do?
I think that's it for now. I think we've unloaded quite a bit of information on folks.
Well, we're going to go back to our roots. We're going to leave this episode with a Kanye quote. If you have anything you want to tell us or any recommendations, please find us on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. Oh my gosh, is there anything else? Plus, Gmail, iTunes, and Google Play, and soon to be on YouTube. And we would love to hear from you and hear your suggestions. So, do you want to take us out or should I?
I'm going to let you take us out because you sort of brought Kanye back into our lives over the weekend. And
yeah,
I'm going to let you take this one. The first of many.
But this is from Spaceship. And we'll leave you with this. We'll see you guys on Monday for our tarot cards and our futures. Quote, y'all don't know my struggle. Y'all can't match my hustle. You can't catch my hustle. And you cannot fathom my love. Kanye West, Spaceship.
Thanks, everybody. And don't forget to tune in next Monday to hear all about our tarot card readings.